This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, you're listening to the DJV Show. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, or the individuals who are a part of this program at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen, one N. That's it. Facebook.com, more important now than ever before, /DJV Show. Help yourself to all of that. Some people get their news from Facebook. It's interesting because the Press Association in England has decided they think robots ought to write the news. What's the most important, most significant story of the day, and how can we get the real story, the facts? Maybe the fact that people who are now so invested in the news business have the feeling that they need to tell everybody how they feel. They need to let everybody know, this is my opinion about something. So the only way to get beyond that is to have a robot write the news. How about that?
The Google, terrible idea, actually.
Keep Digital News Initiative. Right? It's called the Google. Leave it to Google. The Press Association in England building a service called Radar, which stands for Reporters and Data and Robots. As the name suggests, Radar will use reporters and open data sets to help robots write 30,000 news stories a month. So is this really a robot or is it a computer? It's not a being, per se. If you put information, well, I guess I would want to know how it observes. This is rotten with all kinds of stuff. But I want to know how it would, for example, over the most interesting part of the business with the G20 summit and the president going very focused on what will he have to do with Mr. Putin. I thought the nicest part was to watch the president as he got on Marine One. Did you see the video of him? The Marine's hat had blown off. President reaches great. Over, picks it up, puts it on his head, and it blows off again. So as he came into Andrews Air Force Base, coming back from the summit, I thought it was kind of cool to see that. And it humanizes him. Not my job, as I've said many times, or any of our jobs, to be an apologist. But there's a human side to all. Even Ted Cruz. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. He has a human side. Everybody does. We all have a human side. And we tend to dehumanize. I think the news dehumanizes people. Do you think or not? And then do the robots, because they aren't human, do they really give us a chance? Do we want the human side of the news, or do we want to dehumanize? That's really kind of the question here, isn't it?
Well, I think anybody who has fame and notoriety in some way gets, I think you're desensitized to them. They don't feel like your neighbor. They don't feel like you're a person, right. you know, somebody that you know. So I think you lose a sense, a shred of empathy, I think, in dealing with people that we hear about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy. They just, they become very two-dimensional, and it's very easy in any, it doesn't matter who it is, it's a politician or a celebrity or whatever, it's like the social media thing when people make snarky comments and people are bullies online and things like that. It's because there isn't, you don't see the human being on the other end of it. It's just a two-dimensional cartoon flat Stanley, and that's part of the problem
Stanley,
the world we live in.
Him. Flat, how many people remember Flat Stanley? That's about, what, 15 years ago, when he was big, or is Flat Stanley still big?
My little cousins are doing it now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing?
They, you know, Flat Stanley travels around. They take pictures of him in different, you know, places in front of the Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Right. We had it first trip. I think it was the first trip I ever took to Israel. Flat Stanley came, and there were pictures of Flat Stanley everywhere.
Yeah, really.
I'd never even heard of Flat Stanley before that. Mm-hmm. But the person doing it was doing it for her niece.
It was
kind of cool. It's a silly little thing like that, but helps you to understand what's going on. Sometimes the silliest things like that help you to get a better grip on what's going on. Anyway, meanwhile, back to this, to the robots in the news. Apparently, if I understand this correctly, there is artificial intelligence, but the data gatherers will be real news people, and then they'll feed the info to the... So what's the point, then?
Or it's an algorithm, maybe, that's probably programmed for certain buzzwords to pick up stuff, maybe from the Associated Press. I'm not really sure.
So overviews, Reuters, Associated Press, or any of the news agencies, it monitors it.
Whatever's so back, coming off the wire, yeah.
Yeah. So back again to what does it save or what does it give you that you don't already have?
Well, it should take people's opinion. Yeah, I mean, is it taking opinion out of it?
Yeah. I think it is, yeah. It's just whatever the factual thing is that's coming across, like, you know, whatever news source they're using.
Yeah,
so it takes away all the editorializing.
I have 14 different news sources that I use, all the way from the network newscasts, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, that sort of thing. I have the AP and Reuters. And the first thing that jumps out on the AP site today is analysis. This before there's any news. The top line, analysis. Among allies, Trump remains an unpredictable force. That's not news. That's somebody's opinion. How do they know whether Trump is a predictable or unpredictable force or what his relationship is with these people in the G20? But yet, that's the first thing there, more important than any other information about what factually was discussed with the Russians, for example, what factually was discussed with Ms. Merkel. The other thing that became obnoxious to me, see if you agree or disagree, the big to-do out of the posting of Ivanka Trump sitting in her father's seat for a moment at the summit. You'd think the world was collapsing.
I thought it was a lot funnier when she kicked him under the table. Yeah. That was what I thought.
Why did she kick him under the table? What was he saying?
He said something that she didn't like, and she gave him a kick under the table to knock it off.
So? That's kind of cute. I love that.
I think it's great.
Right.
And I don't care if she's sitting in her father's seat. I don't like him at all. I make no bones about that. But I don't care if she's sitting in her father's seat. That's ridiculous to make that a news item.
Don't you think that I had this conversation with somebody on Saturday. I had some friends here. As a matter of fact, the former president of my alma mater, Dominic DiTavio, and his wife, Lizette, were visiting. We went to breakfast, and we were chatting about this. And he he's a Buckeye, went to school there, ran a couple of colleges there, and then is running the Texas A&M College. I've been down to visit him, and we broadcast from there, Jennifer. You haven't, but I've been there. Matter of fact, the morning Jewel was the co-host, was in the studios of that college.
The morning Jewel is a great name for a radio show, by the way. Just
it is. You're right about that. So anyway, he was here visiting, and we were talking about what's going on in Texas, and he was very interesting how he put everything into perspective. There are 1,500 people a day moving into Texas a day. The Austin, San Antonio region, there are other, Houston, I can't imagine why anybody would live in Houston, frankly. I don't know. I do get Austin and San Antonio, and apparently the traffic has gotten so bad there. Most of Austin is filled with people who want to move there from California. So it looks like a mini California.
I have three friends who were transferred from California, though, because Google and Facebook and there's another one. They all opened campuses in Austin. Yeah. And so
I wonder why they did that. Let's
they
think,
all got
why
moved.
Would California go and relocate to Texas?
Could it
be more favorable? Tax structure, perhaps?
You think that's it? Uh-huh. So anyway, we were talking about...
But there's a huge influx. You're right, though. Austin was not prepared as a city for the influx of people because it's traffic jams everywhere.
Yeah.
The people have to move further and further outside of the city to get affordable housing. I mean, they weren't prepared.
On the show that I do in Southern California, we've done a couple of times over the last several months, is this enough to make you leave California? And I cannot tell you how the call lines get flooded with people saying that they're moving out of California because of taxes, gas taxes, property taxes, small business tax, whatever it might be. And it's ridiculous because you have people on the line who say, I love California. We love California, but we just can't live here anymore. And the top spot, I mean, you hear Montana, Arizona, Nevada, but Texas is definitely the place getting most of the Californians that are leaving.
Well, if you get away from the coast, let's say you go 20 miles inland, especially if you're in the southern up to the central, before you get to the agricultural zone, there's nothing there but desert. Why would you want to live there? And you go to, and I say this lovingly to your friends in Bakersfield or San Bernardino, why would you want to live there? There's nothing there.
Well, I don't know about Bakersfield because I haven't spent a lot of time there. But as far as Victorville and the Inland Empire and Riverside, it's now just part of L.A. There are no empty spaces anymore. Everything is connected. I mean, really, truly, it's just longer commute.
And take the 10 and head out toward the 15. And
it's totally populated.
The attraction for me in California is the weather, my children, and being close to the ocean and the energy.
Right.
19
right.
past the hour, the DJV show.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of $95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
If there's
there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
She never saw herself as a West Coaster. Moved all the way 'cause her grandma told her towns better swim.
Those of you who are Harry Styles fans, you're sitting now at attention or standing at attention.
She's a good girl.
A little bit of moldy moldy in this.
She's a good girl.
This is called Sign of the Times.
This one is Caroline, and I got this one because I like this more than the other song she got.
Oh, okay. Christopher Nolan and actor Mark Rylance didn't know quite how famous Harry Styles was before filming the movie Dunkirk. And the young people in their lives, however, did. I don't think I was aware of how famous Harry was before casting him in the World War II movie Dunkirk. Nolan has said that. I mean, my daughter had talked about him. My children talked about him. But I wasn't really that aware of him. So the truth is, I cast Harry because he fit the part wonderfully and earned a seat at the table. So is he another Harry Connick in terms of being multi-talented to music and acting and all kinds of stuff like that?
Could be. This is his debut. You, so yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Didn't Harry Connick start out in like a World War II movie
yep.
as well?
That's right. I made the reference. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay. I got that. Yeah.
Ah, must be a Harry thing.
A Harry thing.
Oh, right.
this is, by the way, if you haven't seen the info on the movie, I think it comes out next week, doesn't it, Dunkirk?
I think it's the 21st. Is that right?
Okay.
So July 21st.
Whatever,
yeah.
Two weeks.
Okay. So it's about the invasion at Dunkirk. It's very violent. You can tell by looking at the trailers. And I'm not sure what Harry Styles looks like, so I've seen the trailers and do recognize a number of younger actors.
He's a good-looking chap.
Is he?
Yeah,
good-looking chap.
Most of the, at least from what I've seen from the trailers, most of the younger guys in the movie are actually kind of unknowns. So there's a couple well-known guys, Tom Hardy and then Cillian Murphy and Kenneth Branagh, but everybody else, all the other young guys who played are either extras or guys I've never heard of before.
Kenneth Branagh, I think, is a captain of a ship, is he not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then Tom Hardy is one of the pilots.
Yeah.
But so all the other guys in the movie kind of look similar. They've all got their hair shorn, like
they
cut
do.
Really short, and then they're all just wearing uniforms. So it's kind of cool that he's gonna have speaking lines because I've seen it in some of the trailers. But he's supposed to be another unknown, which is
so. How
cool.
Come Ed Sheeran didn't make it into the movie?
He's too busy doing Game of Thrones, isn't he, this year?
That's right. He is going to have a guest spot. Yeah.
I also don't know if the ginger hair would mix in well with all of everybody else seems to be
in
brunette.
Like they cut everybody else's hair off. Aren't you impressed that I would ask that question? The two guys are sort of contemporaries and big on the pop list with the two of you ladies. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Jennifer,
very impressed.
Harry Styles fan and Ed Sheeran fan?
You know, I'm going to leave it up to the girls. I like them.
No.
Yes. I mean, I'm not a fan. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, obsessed.
She's not rushing the stage is what
right.
she's saying.
Jen's an adult. She's not swooning over little boys. Like
right. It makes me feel a little bad about myself. So
Harry, we could. Jennifer's always been hot for some of the people that are her age, and she's happy to talk about it. What about
Which
you,
now
Sarah?
Much more aging. Like, the people. People my age are now actually starting to pee on themselves, which makes them less hot.
That's exciting. What about me, Doug?
Can we fix, what do you think, Victoria? Can we fix Kara up with Harry or Ed? Which one?
Well, I think I'd fix her up with Ed Sheeran, sure.
Ed
no
Sheeran.
Problem.
I know why you're saying that. Ed Sheeran has a longtime girlfriend, and Harry Styles doesn't. So, and he's close, well, actually... I don't know which
no,
one of
Victoria's
them is
just saving Harry Styles.
Yeah, I
that's
know.
Exactly it.
But Victoria's
yeah.
married.
He's
now,
my hall pass.
So
doesn't matter. Married, not dead.
Yep.
Listen to that. How trustworthy are you going to be?
How dare you?
Jeff is listening right now.
He might be. Hi.
Hi. Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. You know what you get into? When you marry her, you marry us.
Trouble.
So you marry us. Yeah. Poor Jeff.
We're all going together. All right, so it's 20.
That's the first time I said that this weekend, by the way.
Really?
Poor Jeff.
28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
This was all we used to need.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
At the hour on the TJV Experience. Hi, I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there, and Victoria, Tara, all here to support you, making your day a little bit better and brighter. Sometimes people say this is an escape from the troubles of their daily lives. They listen to us and they ascend into the embrace of the feelings that we all like to have when we think we're not where we really are. Remember as a child you had a treehouse? How many people had a treehouse when you were a kid? Yes? Nobody? Nobody here had a treehouse?
I always wanted one, but no.
Me too.
Really? Wow, they're fab.
Like I don't think I knew anyone who could build one that people wouldn't die from.
If you seen the movie, the Book of, is it Book of Harry? Book of...
Henry.
Henry, thank you. There's a treehouse that's just... beyond the beyond. And I was thinking about that as we were watching the movie, how it was like a bird being in a nest. You feel safe. Last night I was visiting a farm. I delivered a load of hay. to a fellow in the next town, and it was,
Did you say, hey?
8 o'clock. He's a very, very interesting fellow. He's created a little farm for himself in a town called Dover, which is outside of Boston. It's a pretty affluent town, and the people in town don't quite know what to make of him, kind of like the people here in my town don't know what to make of me having cows. He doesn't have any cows, but he's got an interesting sort of array of animals, ducks and geese and chickens and cows, a few cows anyway. So I go into his barn with him, and I see a chicken with three ducks. And anybody who knows anything about chickens and ducks, you don't see chickens and ducks together. They just don't pal around together. But the chicken had become brooding, and she needed something. So he had three duck eggs. He put the chicken, or actually, not a chicken, it's a hen. Chickens which eat, hen lays eggs. So he puts the hen, puts these eggs, and the hen hatches these ducks. Now the ducks think the chicken is their mother. And the mother thinks the chickens, I mean, the ducks are her offspring. It really pretty interesting. You go to reach for the ducks, and the chicken comes after you, pecking, because she thinks the ducks are hers. She can't quite figure out why the ducks, there's a water bowl in there, and the ducks are sitting on the water bowl. I think she's having a hard time with that. But there was really kind of an interesting twist on how Mother Nature works. But I give you that as an example of how we get so rigid in our ideas. And then there's an exception to every rule. The chicken raising the ducks is not exactly what you would expect. But it's kind of a neat thing. Anyway, we were walking around his place. I was looking at all of the water and the beauty that is part of this time of year. I'm very fortunate to live in a place that has lots of foliage. And then as I'm driving back to my house, I'm thinking about oxygen and how the photosynthetic process works. I'm looking at all the, how many people drive along and look at the trees and think, oh, let's see, that's the photosynthetic process in the way. But it is how it works. It's kind of a fun thing to embrace. This is for parents when you're driving along with your children, instead of just trying to ignore them or not have them know anything about what's around them, talk to them about the photosynthetic process. Look at those trees and what they do for life. Did your parents ever do that with you, ladies?
I don't know.
I always love asking these questions. And what comes back is...
Well, I don't know about the photosynthetic process.
Yeah, not in a scientific way.
Questions, yeah, they would answer them, I think.
Yeah. Well, do they understand the photosynthetic process, or do they have to listen to me explain through the value of
My dad spent a lot of summers on the farm, so I'm pretty sure he kind of gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your father does get it. All right, speaking of getting it, the Secretary of State, Mr. Tillerson. It's not Tillett, it's Tiller, right? Tillerson.
Tillerson.
Said he was stunned. This I find, I don't normally get into these, but I find this amusing. It's kind of like President picking up the Marine's hat. So apparently... Trump begins the meeting with Putin by saying, I want to get right to this. Did you do it or not? The rest, the diplomats are sitting around looking at each other, and he was referring to whether the Russians hacked the election or not. He was leaning over toward Putin. Okay, did you do it or not? And so apparently, well, the Russians have a different account of how the conversation played out. Tillerson told the reporters that Trump and Putin had a robust and lengthy exchange about it. Putin vehemently denied Russian involvement. Later said the U.S.-Russian relationship was too important to move, not to move forward from last year's events. It's unclear whether the Trumpsters plan to penalize Russia for the actions or not, but sanctions weren't discussed. It was just to look at the expression on both of their faces as Trump leans over and says, so did you do it or not? I just find that, I don't know, everybody's also worked up about it. I suppose it has ramifications. But,
well, so many of the president's critics were saying that he'd be too afraid to even ask about it. So
did you
I
do
think
it
the fact that,
not?
Yeah, I think the fact that he opened with it, whether it was diplomatic or not, was probably a good thing.
Well, I don't know that we think that Trump's a great diplomat. do we?
Right. I don't think we hired him to be a great diplomat, actually.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, so he said afterwards, I strongly pressed President Putin about Russian meddling in our election. He denied it. I've already given my opinion. I guess this was a Twitter post. Huh? Now it's time to move on. So, are we ready to move on? Da-da-da-da-da! Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
I'm ready.
All right. So, let's move to something that I find interesting. I find everything interesting, but some things are kind of like being a member of the...
Well, you get paid by the word.
I don't find politics interesting anymore. It is not on my... I just don't. I just find it annoying. Mm. So I don't go...
Agreed.
But to have a consensus, and that's basically what this is all about, when we think about what's taught in schools, how many of you parents are involved in the education of your children? That is helping them do their homework, helping them in understanding what goes on in class, helping them pick their courses when they get to junior high school. Jennifer, did your father and mother help you pick courses, or did you pick courses on your own when you got into the elective areas?
I usually picked them on my own.
Yep. What about you, Kara?
Yeah, same as Jen.
Yep. Victoria?
Electives, sure. That was just whatever I was interested in.
Really?
I did well in stuff I was interested in. Stuff that I wasn't interested in, I did not do well in. So yeah. I think my parents were just, like, happy if I picked something that I was interested in because they knew I would do well in it.
Mm. Well, there's an interesting pilot program going on for parents and for children. If you live in Florida, you don't like what's being taught in the schools. There's a new law there that lets anybody challenge teaching and reading material used in public schools. This can be good or it can be bad.
Yeah,
if it's individual, but if it's an individual thing, that's fine. If you use your influence to keep other people from having access to the stuff, I don't buy that. Now, this is how originally the law only allowed parents to file a complaint. Now that privilege has been extended to all residents, whether you're parents or you're not. Material can be challenged on three different grounds: somehow pornographic, inappropriate for the grade level, or not suited to student needs and their ability to comprehend the material presented. What the heck does that mean?
Now, if you're not a parent, I mean, should you have a say in what other people's children are learning? I don't know the answer to that. That really is a genuine question.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you?
Yeah, because to a certain degree, it affects everyone. Because at some point, your kid's going to graduate, and then they're going to enter the workforce, or they're going to be involved in that community. And so you can say, I guess maybe you should have some influence over what they're learning, because eventually what they're learning is maybe going to affect everyone in the community. But I don't know. It just makes me nervous. You know, the whole pornographic thing, is that going to affect what's taught in health classes? I feel like health classes are already so limited in what people learn, and people aren't learning enough about sexual health and reproduction and how to be healthy and safe. And I think it worries me a little bit that you might have someone who doesn't want anyone to learn about that. And so I don't know if they're just going to hear everyone's complaints and then there's going to be some kind of discussion, because I can't imagine, you know, obviously they can't enact what everyone has an issue with. Otherwise, they would probably end up
have nothing.
Anything.
Yeah, you would have nothing.
I'm just thinking, if I was a parent and someone else who didn't have children was either adding something to my child's curriculum or taking or keeping something out of the curriculum, like that great example about health, I'd be furious. I really would. I'd be furious. But then again, if it's public school, non-resident, non-parents are also paying taxes to support those schools.
Yeah, it's about taxes.
So you can make that argument too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough
in
one.
Public school, how much input do parents really get? I mean, if they got a lot, will we still be teaching stuff that we're teaching today? I mean,
should
we still be doing
any?
Common Core?
Is there any happy medium here, or is it either all
I
or
mean,
none?
It seems to me that, like, with my, but at least knowing it, like, what my mom dealt with in L.A. Unified School District for 30 years, it was not about what parents were telling her to teach. It was she had to teach to a test, and that was so frustrating to her because there was the government and unions and the school system telling her what to teach.
Jen, do you think your mom, being a lifelong teacher, do you think she would be more open to having parental opinion about curriculum? Or do you think she would find that
parents,
that would be
I think she would have been excited to have some parental opinion. I think most of the time parents don't really care. I think, I mean, there are a few parents who care, and they might be loud. But I think all in all, I don't think parents care, especially when you get to high school. I mean, the only time that I think you hear any squawking is when it comes to maybe someone's religious beliefs about whether or not a certain type of, you know, sex ed should be taught or whatever. But, I mean, otherwise, she was always wanting more people. I mean, I remember she would go to school for parent-teacher night, and she had to do it twice a year. And it wasn't until she started teaching more advanced placement and honors classes where she'd actually get some parents showing up. But when she was teaching basic level stuff, she would get maybe, you know, she'd have 200 kids, and maybe she'd get 20 parents that would come and see her.
Maybe.
So, maybe.
10 before the hour.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Money Pit Time, the gentleman who is the author, along with Leslie Segretti, of that fabulous book, My Home, My Money Pit, and brings you from stem to stern. Yeah, Tom Kreidler is here. I was thinking yesterday of when I've straightened out some things on my big farm, I'm going to build myself a house there.
Okay.
And I was thinking that as I was driving to another fella's house who has he lives in a pretty affluent community. And so we were talking about this when I delivered some hay to him last night about farm elegance. And
farm elegance. Two words that typically do not go together.
Do not go together. No. But for people who are involved in designing a home, I would like to start with the basics, if we can, in just a moment. Do you go to an architect? Do you look for ideas in a book? What do you do if you're just trying to build a house from scratch? We'll get your advice. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Radio program right after these words.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Hi, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler, I refer to him lovingly as Tommy the K, here from the Home Improvement Radio program Money Pit at moneypit.com. So, if you are building a home from scratch,
yep.
What do you have? Sure, they get people who call you all the time at 888-MONEY-PIT who have questions about things like this. Do you go to a book? Do you talk to an architect? How do you start that process?
Well, I think you have to have some sense as to the size and the style of home you want, but I definitely think you need to use an architect for a lot of good reasons. First of all, as much as you think you know about building a house, there are a lot of pitfalls that an architect can keep you out of and hence save you money. And secondly, once that set of plans is done, you can use that as the specifications for hiring contractors and know that everyone you talk to is basically bidding kind of apples to apples instead of apples mm-hmm. to oranges on the project itself. I think trying to build a house without using a professional architect is just not a smart way to go.
It is. Okay.
It's a again. Small expense in the scope of things, Doug, and it really makes a big difference.
I remember using an architect to build the first house that I built 40 years ago, and it was like $6,000 to get the drawings. It cost $9,000 to get it framed and $6,000. Does that sound right? I remember those two. I remember the total amount, and I remember those two numbers.
I don't know. I helped some folks around my area when they were visiting architects to rebuild after Sandy, and those numbers were more like the $2,500 to $7,500 range,
really?
You know, depending on the size and scope of the house. So, yeah, I just think it's a good idea to do that and make sure it's set up right to begin with. It's
right.
easier to make your changes on paper.
Oh, yeah.
Take shape, you know?
Right. Remember when I built the addition onto the house there 10 years ago? They put things up, and I said, no, I don't like that. Take it down. We didn't ever have any plans. We had pictures, but we had no plans.
I mean, and today with technology, you can see 3D versions of everything.
Yeah. You know, Here's listener Don, who has an air conditioning problem. Mm-hmm. It seems that it runs all the time. The house doesn't seem cool. Uh-huh. What do we do? What's the problem?
Well, one of the things that you might want to do, Don, is check the temperature of the supply and the return register. If the difference between the two is between 12 and 20 degrees, that's normal. If it's not, then you need a service. Also, make sure you're getting return airflow. Easy way to do that at the return duct is to hold up a tissue. If it pulls into the return duct, that's a good flow. So there's a couple mm-hmm. of places to get started.
All right. Start by using some common sense, most anything else, but measure. Yeah, that makes good sense. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit at 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.